This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half of the hour. Welcome to the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Carrie Fisher. I don't think she's going to make it today, and probably not tomorrow either. However, Kara Schillen is here and Victoria Keelan are here. This is the time of the day that is most enjoyable. One of the most enjoyable moments is when I introduce you to Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. So join with me. Extend the warmth, the love, the good feelings, the good wishes that people have. And that will not only be good for you, it'll be good for them. Because you see, positive energy that goes out, I sound like Uri Geller now, the positive energy that goes out into the universe affects us all, as does energy in general. How weird does it seem to some people that the day after her daughter dies, Debbie Reynolds dies? You hear stories like this all the time of husbands and wives who've been together for 84 years and one dies and 3 hours later. As a matter of fact, there was situations similar to that in the last couple, 3 or 4 weeks, it seems to me. And so now you look at it again and you wonder, oh my goodness, it's just a coincidence, people will say, or it's just one of those things. I don't think that's true at all. I think Debbie Reynolds decided that she wanted to go. It was her time to go, and she went. And how she went was dependent on a lot of other things. But when you get in your mind, and you can agree or disagree with me as you'd like, when you get something in your mind like this, you make me, there are things in my life that I've tried to accomplish and want to accomplish and am accomplishing them because I focus on it. And I think thoughts are things, and we can all project certain things that we think are coincidental in our lives. But are they really? I'm not here to try to convince you that my philosophy is right. I'm just telling you that this is kind of how it works for me. This is what makes sense. People say, oh my God, isn't that awful? No, I think it's terrific. She had done all she could here. She had, over the last, 10, 12 years, reconnected with her daughter in a positive way to the point where her daughter moved in next door to her. Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher lived next door to each other. So they obviously had a very strong bond. And in the end, the stress of the death of her daughter finished her off as well. So am I thinking, I don't feel badly. I don't feel, first of all, you know, the people who say, oh, isn't this terrible? No! It's what she wanted. It is a good thing. She loved her daughter and wanted to be with her daughter. So why is it bad?
You know, I understand that. But I empathize with Carrie Fisher's daughter, who has lost now a mother and a grandmother in 24 hours of each other.
Yeah.
I empathize with Debbie Reynolds' other son. I mean, Todd. This is just... It's hard.
Yeah.
And I know, I agree with you. Maybe it was her time to go. Maybe this was coincidence, or maybe it was something. Maybe she was just so grief-stricken she wanted to go. But, gosh, it's just, when you think about the survivors, and I know we shouldn't be selfish and think about ourselves, but when you think about the people who survive, that's just, it's so tough. I think I empathize even more because when I lost my grandparents, I lost three of four of my grandparents within 6 months.
Yep.
And it was like constantly waiting for the other shoe to drop. I can't even imagine having it happen in like a 24-hour period. Mm. I mean, that's a lot of post-traumatic stress. it's a lot.
I think for this, it made me realize that, you know, these people, even though they're celebrities and they've impacted so many people, they're still real people. Yeah, yep. I mean, to
real
see
people.
How, you know, this was her mother and the fact that she was so affected by it that she also passed away. I don't know. I mean, these people are, they impact all of us. And I feel sad about it, but I don't know. I think it helps us realize that, yeah, at the end of the day, that there's still real people who have family members that this is, you know, crushing for.
It is. I suppose crushing may be a good word. Victoria, what do you think? lost anybody like this? Sounds like we lost Victoria there for a moment.
I think it's so sad. I mean, to be 84 and having to deal with the death of your daughter. I mean, she was making funeral plans when she had the stroke. And I think to just be that overcome with grief and not be able to even process it, and the whole thing to me is just, it's so, so sad. And I feel horrible for Todd Fisher, and like, you know, like Kara said and like Jen said, their daughter Billy is Kara's age. I mean, to be 24 and lose your mom and then to lose your grandmother, it's just, ugh, I can't imagine. Yeah. And luckily I've never gone through anything like
that.
So
I can hear things on all sides, and I'm just thinking about the two of them. The people who are left will survive. It's too bad. It's sad. Yep, all those things are true. And when you look at the body of work that Debbie Reynolds was involved in, starting when she was about 17, she made up her mind when she was, this was a tough woman. Everything, I only interviewed her once that I can remember, maybe twice. But what I got out of not just talking to her, but reading things about her and understanding things about her, here, this is a tough cookie. Debbie Reynolds overcame objections all through her life. Many people didn't want her to get the first role that she had. Many people didn't want her to be in Singing in the Rain, which was not her first show, but her first really big success. Many people didn't want her to do a lot of things and got in the way of her doing things, and she still determined that she wanted to win. And up until the end, this woman kept, even though I guess her health hasn't been that good the last 4 or 5 years, she still went on stage. She still performed because that's what turned her on. That's what she loved. That's what she wanted to do with her life. And she set her mind on her goals, and she accomplished them. For that, I have great admiration and respect for her. And I just think one of her other goals, whether announced, pronounced, whether it was something that she spoke or thought, her goal was to be with her daughter. Yeah, she was making plans for the funeral, but under the circumstances, anybody can do that. So, it's something we'll never know until we actually get there. That is when we hit the road to the other side. But it just seems to me that she's an example of a strong, powerful, well-intentioned woman. I was looking at the story of her and Eddie Fisher. I got it backwards. I think I said this yesterday. When Elizabeth Taylor and Eddie Fisher got married, it just made her determined to do it better. I don't think she ever got married again, Frank. I don't know what her relationships were like after Eddie Fisher. But Eddie Fisher was having an affair with Elizabeth Taylor. Elizabeth Taylor saw him and decided that she wanted him, and so she just preyed on him. And for whatever, I mean, he didn't have to succumb. He was a jerk for doing what he did.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
He was an innocent victim there.
No, not at all. But Debbie Reynolds, man, did she make up her mind as soon as she found out about it. I'm done. Next. And for that, I have, you know, anybody who lives their life like that, that is strong and focused and intentioned, I have great regard for. The situation as it exists is lousy and sad for those who are still alive, but for those who believe in life after death and maybe reincarnate, who knows, but whatever goes on after our existence here, I believe we are spiritual beings in a physical body, and the spiritual beings just keep going on into whatever else is out there that we don't understand. And so good luck to her. God bless her. Thank you, Debbie Reynolds. And also thank you, Carrie Fisher, for all of the pleasure that you gave all of us during your lives, because that's what you did. Whether it was good for you and for Debbie Reynolds, anyway, I think it was obviously very good for her because that's what she liked, but it was good for all of us. And I think that's kind of the way you look at it. That's the way I look at it, anyway. And that's maybe the male way. The female way is to follow what Victoria and Jennifer had to say. It really is pretty amazing how the world works. It really, really is. So, anyway, what else do we have to say about this? Have we capped it, or do you have something else that makes sense to add to this, whether it be happy or sad?
I just think, you know, love your family. Spend as time is our most precious gift, you know, so you just never know. I mean, you just have to take advantage of all the big moments.
Yesterday, to sort of underscore that, I came to L.A. for a couple of days because my daughter's birthday was day before yesterday, and my grandson's birthday was 3 days before that, and it was Christmas, and Megan wasn't going to be back from her trip to England until the day of her birthday, so I decided to come out. We had time set aside. I hadn't seen Brendan for a while, and we were all going to get together yesterday afternoon and open presents and go to dinner. Well, we did that except for Brendan, who got locked into these stories that all of you can all identify with the experience my son had yesterday. When I was here, I forgot when the last time was that I was here. It was not since November. I don't think I've been here since November, when we went out for a day looking at cars. And he didn't need a car, but he knew by the end of the year he was going to have a new car. I told you about the story. He had a Volkswagen diesel and the whole scenario of how that all worked, getting the money back. So he decided to go get another Volkswagen. And he went back to the same dealer and went with the same salesperson and picked out a car. And they told him this is what the payment was going to be and this is how it was going to work and yada, yada. That's what they said when they talked to him on the phone. After 4.5 hours yesterday of trying to negotiate to buy a simple car, he walked out of the dealership and he called me and said, "Dad, I can't believe how this is." And I saw how, you know, he and I both did it. But how many of you have had the same experience when you go buy a car? Like, you bought a car recently, Victoria. Did you have a hassle, or did you walk in and say, "Okay, this is what I can pay. That's the car I want. How do we make the deal?"
Wow. We were really fortunate because my parents had bought from this dealership like 5 times, so I think we were car number 6.
Yeah.
So it was very, very easy for us. But in the past I've bought cars where it's a nightmare to the point where you're just forced to walk off the lot.
Yeah.
Because it's such
why
a frustrating
do they do this?
Process.
Now, Jennifer, you just had sort of the same experience too, because you got a new car last month or two, and you didn't you went back to the same dealership. And they threatened you with all kinds of stuff before you.
Well,
you still...
it wasn't the dealership that did that. It was Lexus Financial, who said, if you don't, you know, I never missed a payment because I automatically set up my payment so that they automatically hit for my car and for my house, because I figured those are always a consistent amount.
Yeah.
I always pay a little bit more than I need to, just on purpose, and go. Well, with, you know, the 4 jobs that I collected over the latter part of the year, I had a hard time going in when my lease was up.
Mm-hmm.
to get the new car. And so I said, "Oh, can I extend?" And they said, "Well, ma'am, you already extended for 6 months. Well, that was because when my eyeball almost had the detached retina, when my lease was up for the first time in April, I was not able to go buy a car because I couldn't even drive a car at that point.
Yeah.
And so they had extended it for 6 months. And I said, "Look, if you could just extend me through the election, I'll be there as soon as possible, and, you know, we'll get the..." And they basically threatened to repossess my car.
Yeah.
Because they want to sell it. The longer you keep it, the less value they see they're going to get out of it when it's a lease.
Yeah.
So, all in all, once I went to the dealership, it was easy because I walked in there, and I was fully prepared to call my dad to come and pick me up if I needed to. I walked in there, and I said, "Look, here's what I'm paying now. You wanted the car back. Here it is. I want to pay the same amount. I want this car. Make it happen or I'm leaving." And I say it with a smile, and I'll be darned if they don't make it happen.
Well, so, but you see, the trauma, and I remember, I think, Kara, you bought a car within the last year, and I remember...
They don't make it easy.
No, but why not? If you promise somebody something, and this is my naivete, I guess, I don't know. I mean, they say, people say, "Oh, it's just business." Well, I mean, my son's pretty smart, but he doesn't like doing this sort of thing, but he does it. But to have somebody to string along this thing, and then what worked for him, he called me, and I said, "Brennan, this is what I'd do if I were you. Look at him and tell him what you actually think." And Brendan's pretty good at telling people what he thinks. And so he went over to the general manager. He said, "You're a no good, blah, 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 blah." And 5 minutes later, he had a deal.
Wow.
So,
you have to. I mean, I don't know about the "you're a no good, blah, blah, blah." But when you walk in there, you have to have parameters.
Yeah. But they'll take everything they can get from you.
Yeah.
All right, 21 after the hour. Food for thought here.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
One and one half wandering Jews, free to wander wherever they choose, are traveling together in the sangre de Cristo, in the blood of Christ, mountains in New Mexico. On the last leg of a journey they started a long time ago, the arc of a love affair. Rainbows in the high desert air.
Many people don't remember this song.
Mountain passes.
A lot of people don't remember that Paul Simon was married to Carrie Fisher, in fact.
I didn't know that at all until
did
this.
You?
No, until this whole thing.
It's quite an interesting romance, what I remember about it. So Simon took to Twitter yesterday to offer his condolences, writing, quote, "Yesterday was a horrible day. Carrie was a special, wonderful girl. It's too soon." Going back to the history of their relationship, they met when she was doing the original Star Wars movie in 1977. They dated and then they moved into her apartment together. Drug use was what created the problem that they got married in 1983, and then they got divorced in 1984. And they carried on an affair for a long time after they got divorced, interestingly. And so this song, 1983, Hearts and Bones, is about his relationship with Carrie Fisher.
Like lightning shaking to the moon.
Lyric line, the arc of a love affair, waiting to be restored. You take two bodies and you twirl them into one. Their hearts and their bones.
Hearts and bones.
That won't come undone.
Hearts and bones.
Hearts and bones. How is that?
I also don't know this song. I love Paul Simon, but I've never heard this song either.
Yeah. It wasn't one of his big hits, but I think it... I'm trying to remember the album that it came off of. Graceland was before this, and he wouldn't have put it on Graceland anyway, I don't think.
I love Graceland. It's definitely not on Graceland, so maybe... Yeah, one of the albums, either right before or right after.
Very pensive.
That's actually the name of the album, is Hearts and Bones.
Tell me
in 83.
Why won't you love me for
very
who
pretty.
I am?
Why won't you love me for who I am?
You said, 'cause that's not
profundity. not how the world is made.
This is
this guy's
how
a great
I
poet.
Love you,
this is a great poet.
This is how I love you, baby.
This is how I love you. All the way to your heart and deep into your bones. Yep. This is a signature guitar move for Simon. You can hear this sort of a riff through a lot of the things
one
he's done.
Half wandering Jews.
So, anyway, another condolence message on the passing of Carrie Fisher. Interesting to see what happens in the next 24 hours or so with regard to Debbie Reynolds as well. Moving along in our music portion of this hour, focus on Neil Diamond. This is a Neil Diamond. Well, we put together here a Christmas medley of some of his tunes. He's landed his 38th top 10 album on Billboard's AC Airplay chart. The Christmas medley went from number 11 to number 10. He moved within one of Elton John's records for most top 10 since this particular AC Adult Contemporary Airplay chart premiered back in 1961. The Christmas medley is from Diamond's recently released album Acoustic Christmas. I'd rather we actually keep playing Christmas music.
I know. I don't like that the day after Christmas it's no longer
everything stops.
It disappears like it wasn't ever there.
You can still hear it on the Holly Channel on Sirius XM, but you can't get it anywhere else. That's it. Done. So anyway, let's pay a little tribute to Neil Diamond for keeping us going in this spirit. 28 after the hour.
It's Christmas.
Life will either cost you on the front end or the back end, and the costs will be different. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In Pennsylvania, the state spends $10,000 to $14,000 a year per child on public education. That same state spends $40,000 per year per one inmate. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out that $40,000 is more than $14,000. Both schools and prisons provide an education of some sort, but the question is it better to spend more money on the front end and truly educate people in choices and consequences, or is it better to spend more money on the back end after irreversible decisions are made? What about you? Is it better for you to put more effort in up front in your life, or is it better for you to put less effort in now and pay a bigger price later? Life will cost you now or later. It's up to you to choose the best time to invest. For more on making wise choices, listen to my podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOMP Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thursday get together with DJ and D, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Some good news for those of you who like to make money, and maybe some of you play a little bit with investments. So here's a shot. This is something for you to aspire to. All right, everybody ready?
Ready.
The story of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. The value of the shares in Berkshire Hathaway went up 20%. In 2016.
Wow.
So Warren Buffett is now worth 12. In this year alone, he has, because of the increase in the value of the shares of Berkshire Hathaway, he has increased his net worth by $12 billion.
Wow.
One guy.
Well, I don't want to brag, but last year at this time I was worth $20, and today a cool $40. Yeah.
Good for you, Jennifer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good for Jennifer.
You take that, Warren Buffet.
So, do people, some people are jealous of this. Other people say, God bless you. You've done so much. I mean, think about the jobs that he has created or maintained. Because they don't buy, Berkshire Hathaway does not buy stock in other companies, like you, just, you know, there's some funds, hedge funds and all that stuff. If you're watching the TV show Billions, which I've now become quite infatuated with, it's all about what companies you're supporting and what you're buying into. Buffett buys companies that are good. He pays a lot of money for the right companies, and then he leaves the management in place that has made them successful, but instead of them keeping all the profit, that is the owners, they get paid up out front, and then Berkshire Hathaway people gain by the proper running of these companies. And I think of a couple of them. He just bought a regional automotive chain down in Dallas, Fort Worth. I believe the dealership had 40-some-odd units. This one guy built up over the course of the last 45 years. He started with one dealership, and he bought another one, and then he bought up. He had 45 dealerships, all very profitable. So Warren Buffett gave him $180 million in cash and said, you can stay, and we'll pay you this much money every year, and yada, yada. So he did in Boston, he bought Jordan's Furniture for $89 billion about 10 years ago. And there were two brothers running it, and the one brother stayed on and continued to run it. And he was friends with a car dealership, an owner of 40 car dealerships in the greater Boston area. And Buffett is so smart. This guy's 84 years old. He is so in tune, in touch with what's going on in businesses all around the country. He identifies through his research. I'm sure he's got a research department, but imagine, he knows what's going on with businesses, privately owned or closely held businesses all around the country, and when he sees one that's performing consistently, he goes to the owner and says, okay, you've done a great job, I want you to profit from what you've done, I'll give you this much money, and you give me your dealership, and we'll pay you this much over the next 10 years to stay and be identified with it. Bob's Furniture is an example of that sort of thing happening. So this guy, Herb Chambers, is the one that's in the greater Boston area. Here's a guy who had a great American story. And there are so many of these to celebrate, these kinds of stories. Herb Chambers came from a rough end of a rough neighborhood in Boston. He came along just at the right time to have been curious about computer software, developed some kind of computer software, I don't know what it was, but he sold it after the company had 15 years of experience. The guy's in his 40s, and he says, what am I going to do now? He loves cars, so he takes part of the $15 million that he was paid to go buy a car dealership. And then he likes the car dealership, and then he buys another one, and then he buys another one. So now he's got a network of 40 car dealerships in the greater Boston area. And because the guy that owned Jordan's Furniture bought his car from Herb Chambers, Warren Buffett knew that. So he said to the guy from Jordan's Furniture, why don't you introduce me to Herb Chambers? Are you following my story so far, how this works?
Herb Chambers, yes.
Yeah, Herb Chambers then gets a call from Warren Buffett, let's have lunch. Warren Buffett flies up in his jet, takes him to lunch, and says, I think your company is worth, I don't know what he told him.
Right.
And Herb Chambers, who's 73 or 74, said, you know what? My company is worth that, and I'm very flattered by your offer. I don't want to stop working yet. When I do, which will be probably in the next 10 years, I'll call you up, and you can have the company.
Wow.
But isn't it amazing how American business works? I don't know, just American business, but you look at these people who have done well because they are, and Warren Buffett, I think, I may not agree with him politically, but I think he's a wonderful human being. And I think that he's done great things with his money. And not that it's, you know, he's pledged to give X number of dollars to charity. He and Bill Gates, they are best friends. They're the two wealthiest guys in the country, if not the world. And they've devoted, 90% of their holdings to some kind of charity. Well, think about it the other way. Pretty much every dollar that he has is good for somebody because the dollars he has tied up are all in businesses that give people jobs.
Right.
And make other people money. So it just goes around and around. So this guy's had a wonderful, perfect life as far as I'm concerned. God bless him. I think he deserves every bit of credit and success.
You know, it's not for the faint of heart, by the way.
Oh, I mean, you are.
That's
right.
That's the thing. Like, you know, when you said early on, are you jealous of these people? And, you know, I mean, I think there's always that piece of us where we go, oh, if we only had money, we could do X, Y, Z. Or if we only had that kind of money, we could, you know, we could.
Well, that's the
people
entitlement
with money
crowd, Jennifer.
What was that?
That's the entitlement crowd.
Yeah, I mean,
although those guys get all that money, why can't I have that much money?
I think when you get to be a certain age or when you get into a certain mindset, you realize that money does not bring happiness. I mean, no. I'm sure Carrie Fisher and her family have enough money to be comfortable, and they're probably not too happy today. I mean, we always have to count our blessings, but, you know, I look at people like Warren Buffett who have to, I mean, Buffet, I always like to call him that, and I get screwed up. But when you realize how much of a gambler you have to be and how you have to be okay, because not everything that he's done has been a win. I mean, you win big and you lose big.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Man, it's not for the faint of heart. I don't even like to lose playing, you know, $20 in blackjack in Vegas. I can't imagine when you're playing with money that big.
It takes great balsam to
be
able to do that sort of thing. All right, some other consumer news for us to chew on, if you'll pardon the pun. Cuisinart recalling 8 million food processors for a very interesting reason. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that the recall, they stated actually that this is what happens. A riveted blade can crack over time, and small metal pieces of the blade break off into the food that you're processing. Ooh.
Yeah.
So far, they've gotten 69 reports of consumers discovering these pieces of the blade in their food, with 30 reports of serious tooth injuries and mouth lacerations. Think about swallowing something like this. What it would do to your inside, never mind your mouth and your teeth. These units have been sold since 1996. Now, they'll give you a free replacement blade. I don't know, you got to put it on yourself or whatever. There are 22 different models, and they're all faulty. If you go to Cuisinart.com/recall, you will find the information that you need. This is probably the biggest name in this business, isn't it? Cuisinart, they're kind
of... I have to do this because I have one of those models of the food processor, so I need to send my blade back and they'll give me a new one. But it's not for blenders, which I got home. I had bought my mom a Cuisinart blender. I got home for Christmas and it was in the garbage. And I said, Mom, why did you throw out the blender that is, you know, expensive that I just got you? Oh, well, it was recalled. No, Mom, only the food processor was recalled, not the blenders.
And, Mom, you don't throw those things away. You take them back and get your money back. You don't throw them away. Hey, Mom. Come on, Mom.
Get with it, Mom. Come on.
Here's another item for consumers. All of us have, at one point in time, tossed food out because it's past the label date. I think this is one of the biggest shams in the world. You see Best Buy or Use Buy or Sell Buy. And
it's very confusing, all those labels.
They don't mean the same thing.
No.
No. Not at all. So apparently the Gov has decided to update its food labeling guidelines. They are they're pushing egg products and meat and certain dairy products to use one label, best if used by. Okay, is that satisfactory? A used by date only says how long the product will be at peak quality, not when it goes bad. And sell by dates aren't for the consumer, therefore the people who are in the store selling the stuff. So, displaying the product, inventory, that sort of thing. And so, apparently, the government says that their research shows the best if used by label is the clearest way to tell you when a product is past its peak. So, how many people actually look at that part of the label? I mean, if it's in the store, it's got to be saleable. But when you bring it home and you put it in the refrigerator, Meredith is a nutbird about this stuff. When she sees something even coming close, whoosh, out it goes. And she knows... Then I'm just the opposite. I'll eat his lozenges in the refrigerator. Then I'll even throw anything away.
You scare me sometimes. Your stomach must be made of iron.
Well, I have a strong stomach, but I don't.
There have just been moments when you said, "Oh, I've got salmon. I'm going to have a little salmon," and I'll be like, "Wait, Doug's been gone for 3 months. How does he have salmon?"
The freezer, though. Why isn't he going to be in the freezer?
Okay, the freezer.
I always get confused.
Like a styrofoam container in the refrigerator.
I always get confused when you defrost stuff from the freezer. How long do you have to use it?
If I don't use it, I put it back in the freezer after I've defrosted it.
You're not supposed to do that, though. That's
I
like,
did that
I
with
know
a piece
that
of
one.
Salmon. I had a piece of salmon the house last week.
That you go, Jen.
I put it back in the freezer, and when I go home, when the heck am I going home? I'm going home Monday. I'll be home for a few days. I probably, because I don't want to stock up on things, because I'll only be home for a few days, I'll probably take that salmon out and put it in the broiler and eat it.
You well, good luck with that. We I hope know. You're alive on the air the
I'm
next day.
I'm fine.
It's nice
that.
You get a little extra protein with all those parasites that pop
yeah.
up.
I think my kids will tell you, this is one of the big things that we used to have. My former wife used to get apoplectic. We got along great when it came to the kids, but she got really upset with me because some of the things that I would feed them would not be necessarily standard fare. And Megan will be happy to tell you the story about a pot of some kind of stew that sat in the refrigerator for probably a month or more.
Oh.
And
you would dip in it, right?
You cook it. And, well, if you cook it and really cook it well, doesn't that get rid of all the stuff that's in it?
No. Once it's been, if it's already cooked and it's sitting in the fridge, it builds up with mold and bacteria and all kinds of stuff.
Well, I wouldn't cook it if it was moldy.
No, I mean, if it's already cooked and it's just been refrigerated after, even if you reheat it after that, after a month, there's lots of stuff that's already in it. So luckily your kids are okay, but I would not advise doing
so,
that ever
apparently,
again.
Ladies and gentlemen, the current company that I keep will not be coming to my house for dinner.
Definitely not.
Ever.
Yeah, definitely not.
Bring takeout, Meredith. Bring takeout. Ew.
Yeah, that's what she does. 46 past the hour with DJV.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation varies.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving. With 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions!
More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
This report is brought to you by SunPower. From marzipan to blueberry almond cobbler, almonds are a staple ingredient during the holidays, so it's good to know that farmers and growers are turning toward the sun to provide more than just nourishment for their crops. John Wynn is with Golden Empire Shelling in Button Willow, California.
I think every farmer is an environmentalist, and I think it's just part of our makeup. We look at what's good for our community and our world, and I think we try to do the best we can for all. And solar fell right into that line of thinking. We felt that the sun is available to us, so let's not waste that.
In some U.S. counties, about 2 out of 5 farms produce renewable energy.
The decision to put SunPower solar in was because of the tracker system and lower degradation of the panels themselves, and we're looking at 30-plus years of value that we've put into this plan.
For more, visit sunpower.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right.
Really wanted to, but I didn't.
Yeah. Well, so I took care of that for you. 53 after the hour. It's now Tech Talk time. We will turn our attention to getting away from the laughables from Jennifer to the serious side of Victoria, who has a couple of stories here. Samsung in it again. And what the government is going to do to penalize Russia for hacking. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Tech Talk.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get two croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Boys and girls, the president says he's going to penalize Russia over the hacking of the Democrats during the presidential election. Anticipating an imminent announcement, Russia continued to deny that they did the hacking. Of course they didn't. Why would you think the Russians are such wonderful people? Actually, right. Russians are great people. It's the people running the country. It's pretty much like every place in the world. The countries are great. The people are wonderful. The leadership are a-holes. That's what it seems to be around the world. And so anyway, Obama says our goal continues to be to send a clear message to the Russians or anybody else. You better not do this to us. Because we can do stuff to you. Yes, we can do stuff to you. So what is the, what's the, what kind of things can they do? Are we going to hack into them? What do you do? Maybe you find out what...
I don't know. Have they announced yet what the plan is?
No.
Or is it just going to...
I'm thinking he doesn't really have a plan yet. He's working on it, but he's sending the signal.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway. It's just timing is questionable on this for me.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Here we have the Luke Skywalker arm.
What?
8 years in development. Victoria, would you like to bring us down this road? The bionic arm. Luke's bionic arm. I didn't realize that Luke had a bionic arm. Do I?
Yeah. Remember Darth Vader cuts his hand off, and then at the end of that same movie, he's got this, you know, bionic arm. So they've named this. This is an actual real thing, and if you Google this, the videos of it, it is so cool and so high tech. And they did a demonstration last week at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, and they started out with they delivered the first two of these. They call them Luke, L-U-K-E, and that actually stands for life under something. It's an acronym, but they're calling it Luke after the Luke Skywalker arm. And this bionic arm is actually going to veterans first before it's commercially available, and which is great. And it is really everything that, you know, when we imagine what a bionic arm should be, it is that. It responds to natural muscle twitches in the arm, and it actually... can do things like pick up a grape, or it can hold a hand drill. I mean, it has a wide range of movement, and it also has, I think, six different settings for the strength of the grip, and it is really phenomenal, and I'm very happy to know that it's going to veterans first, which is so necessary.
That's
cool. It's really great.
All right, let's check out what Samsung is up to now. There's always a week, can't go a day sometimes without Samsung news.
Well, you know, of course, after the exploding Galaxy Note 7, Samsung needed some good news. So the good news is the Galaxy S8 is going to be coming out soon, and it's basically, they have Bixby instead of Siri, and it's going to be extremely similar to the iPhone. So that's good news for Android users.
I wish they had had it before. I wouldn't have got a new iPhone. It's 59 past the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.